Kansas City's Rock Station, as promised, on the hotline. Last time we talked to Zach Wilde, it went national. This time we're talking to Pearl Jam guitar player Mike McCready, who, by the way, before we get into this, Mike, I have to say you score major cool points being involved in a UFO cover band.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I'm glad you know about it.
Well, no, man, UFO is one of those great bands that a lot of people don't know about and should know about. Do you find now that it's okay to admit that you're a fan of UFO and that guys in bands like Pearl Jam and Soundgarden and those grunge bands are now embracing sort of the bands they grew up on that they sort of replaced?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that I kind of hopefully always admitted it. I was, you know, there's always that thing that the grunge guys never were influenced by this or that or hair metal or that. And I think some of that's BS because, you know, I loved UFO early on growing up, and they were hugely instrumental in my, you know, learning about rock and exciting. About Michael Schenker certainly on leads. However, you know, I don't care what, you know, I love them always, so, and I do love them now. That's why I have the tribute band that we do for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation every year called Flight to Mars, and we do the Strangers of the Night record, and, you know, they are one of those bands that should have been huge, but they just didn't make it, you know.
Well, you guys have for such a high-profile band, Pearl Jam now, we can start talking about the real band. For a band that's so high-profile and so much a core of rock stations across America now, you guys keep a pretty low profile, and now you're coming back. You guys aren't exactly known as being a happy, up-tempo band, but this is a very happy-sounding Pearl Jam song.
Yeah, I think it just kind of it came out that way. I think it's, you know, where we were in our lives when the song was written. Matt Cameron wrote that song, and it was kind of an up-tempo beat thing with some weird timings in it. And Ed, you know, headspace lent itself to it sounding that way, the lyrics. So it's just kind of indicative of where we, you know, where we are in our lives, maybe. You know, that's... And it seems like people are listening to it, so we're stoked.
Almost 20 years in, you guys are now sort of the elder statesmen of rock, and everything sort of has come full circle for you. The record company a while back re-released 10 with the other mixes on there. You guys have taken complete creative control of what you do as a band. Where is Pearl Jam in 2009? Are you where you thought you would be, or are you comfortable with this, or are you seeing a shift in the music industry that you guys are not comfortable with?
No, I'm excited about it. You know, I'm excited, A, that we're still around, you know, that we can still make music that, you know, that people seem to like, and that we still like each other as people in the band. And I think that there's a lot of new avenues to do music and put them out. You know, record companies are kind of falling about by the wayside, and that's exciting to me, too. Because you see a lot of creative examples of, you know, to MySpace, to, you know, whatever, of bands trying to, you know, put stuff out in an ever-changing musical landscape. And that creates creativity, and that's exciting to me.
All right, so now Backspace is coming out on September 20th. At least that's when it's scheduled to come out. You know, all dates are fluid. It's been 6 years since you guys rolled through Kansas City. What are the plans? You guys going to come back here or what?
I hope we can roll back through there. I think I'm not sure if we're going to do it this year, but we will definitely come back there another time, though. How's that for a vague answer?
Yeah, nice job. Way to avoid the question.
Sorry,
it's all good,
we
man. And
I back though. We do. We will come back and give you guys a good show.
I never had a chance to thank you for this, but we spoke a few years back, and you were asking me if I had any requests for the set. Like you guys actually change your setup here and there, and have been known to just go, "What do you want to hear?" and just play it. And I asked you to play Release, and lo and behold, you guys freaking opened with it. So thank you for that.
Oh, no problem.
I appreciate that, man. That was awesome. I almost feel like it was meant just for me, but I know it was planned.
It was just for you.
Thanks, Mike. You're so special. Hey, man, I'm really excited to have Pearl Jam back. I think The Fixer is a cool song. I think people that may not have been aware that Pearl Jam was still active, and you know that, let's face it, people have a 30-second attention span in this country. I think a lot of these people are going to be pleasantly surprised, and I'm looking forward to hearing the entire Backspacer CD.
Well, it's good. I guess we probably, were we currently residing in the Where They Now file? Is that where we were going with that?
But no, I don't think you were, but I think that, like, look, there's a general public that, unless you're a fan, Here Today, Gone Later Today seems to be the thing. All they hear is, you know, Dissident and Alive and Black and Jeremy, and sometimes you shed fans, whether or not they want to be shed or not. Sometimes it just happens. They move on and do different things, and they're not aware, and I think this is a great... I don't want to say reintroduction, but let's face it. You guys, the past couple of records, I mean, the last thing we heard from you was Worldwide Suicide.
Well, I thought like Worldwide Suicide is played a lot, but maybe not.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you hear Alive and Daughter every day, 1,000 times a day on every rock radio station in America. I think that The Fixer is a nice, I don't want to say reintroduction, but a nice surprise for some people that went, oh my God, Pearl Jam, cool.
They're around still.
You know what? That's a good thing.
We're glad it's out there. We're stoked that, you know, people like to listen to it. And, you know, that's a huge thing.
Go down the list of the bands that you came with. And, you know, I said this to the guys in Korn a while back when they were talking about the new metal movement and stuff. There's only room for one, apparently, left standing. And right now you guys are doing it. And we're looking forward to seeing what the guys in Alice in Chains come up with. So.
Yeah, I just saw that they're playing. I think I'm going to hear some of their new music in a couple days, but I saw they're playing here in late September, so they'll probably doing a tour too. So.
And then we've also heard rumors that the Soundgarden guys might be putting out a box set too. So that might be a nice little resurgence for that entire scene.
Who knows? We could. Yeah, I hear that Soundgarden's trying to reissue some stuff too, and that would be exciting.
I think it's safe to say that was the last real tangible musical movement that captured the world, and it's good to see that Pearl Jam is back and doing some new stuff. So, Mike, thank you so much for taking time out to call us, man.
You got it, Paul. Thank you.
All right, man. I'll see you when you come through town.
Sounds good.
Take care, brother.
Later.